If it's 6 p.m. on a Thursday, that means it's time for Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY 88.1 FM, WDIY.org, and our WDIY app. And we start off with Perspectives with John Pierce. Our engineer this evening is James Zibrot, and our topic is hunger, and more specifically, the crop hunger walks here in the Lehigh Valley. I have three guests, Diane Caraha, who is convener of the Allentown Crop Hunger Walk, Reverend Steve Simmons, who is coordinator of the Bethlehem Crop Hunger Walk, and Abby Goldfarb, who's executive director of Lehigh Conference of Churches. In other words, I'm talking to some heavy hitters here. Would that be a good way to describe it, Steve?
Probably not.
You're very
we'll do
kind.
Our best.
Yeah, you can tell already, folks, we're going to have fun with this one. So the big date for us all to remember is
October 13th.
Ooh, all three of them in unison. I'm impressed. October 13th, 1:30 p.m., and in Allentown, for folks to join in the Crop Hunger Walk, it would be where, Diane?
At St. Timothy Lutheran Church, 140 South Ott Street, Allentown, PA, 18104.
Oh, she did all that, folks, without notes. Let it be known. And Steve, can you come up with a good one for Bethlehem?
Well, we'll be at Sand Island and pretty much starting up the Hill to Hill Bridge. And there will be signage to point people in the right direction.
Okay, so, and that also, October 13th.
Yeah, it'll be pretty much convene at 1 o'clock and step off at 1:30.
Okay. So, now, what if we have rain that day?
It's an all-weather event.
It is, okay. Because people who don't have access to clean water, to schools nearby, they have to walk rain or shine, and so do we.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, an all-weather event. Abby, what is your role in this as executive director of the Lehigh Conference of Churches?
Well, we're fortunate enough to be one of the recipients of the funds raised through the Crop Hunger Walk in Allentown. We're also a stop on the walk route. So individuals will walk several miles, and one of their rest stops is the Lehigh Conference of Churches, which I think is terrific. They can come in and see the same facilities that we feed people in a soup kitchen and where we connect resources to people who are living without homes in
our
own community.
Is that for the Allentown Walk or Bethlehem Walk?
For the Allentown Walk.
Right.
Yep.
And where are you located?
457 West Allen Street, right there at the intersection of 5th and Allen in Allentown, 18102.
Okay.
Yeah, one point is that of the money raised, 75% goes to Church World Service for their work internationally and in the States, and 25% is retained locally for hunger-related agencies here.
All right, so we're reaching beyond, way beyond the Lehigh Valley. Oh,
yeah. Right, because as you know, I mean, we're in the midst of a hurricane or certainly a storm, a significant weather event, let's put it that way,
yes.
As we are recording today. But there are people who deal with droughts, people who deal with war, people who deal with too much rain, and these natural and human-made disasters are what keep Church World Service busy, and we are so grateful to the people who support the Crop Hunger Walks to help Church World Service do its wonderful work. But also the local people, like the Conference of Churches, like the Allentown Area Ecumenical Food Bank, like other organizations in Bethlehem and other places in the United States that are benefited by these Crop Hunger Walks. It's a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yes, it is. And it's annual. It's every October.
For us,
for
yes.
Us.
There are other walks throughout the country. Some do it in the spring, but we have always done it in October.
And these days, there are a number of walks for all kinds of organizations now. And the Crop Walk was the first one. It got started in 1969 in Bismarck, North Dakota with a youth group. there, and now it's expanded. There are literally thousands of teams around the country, and there have been literally millions of walkers over the years. To give you some idea of the scope of what they do, I did a little research, and Church World Service has relocated, as of 2021, they had relocated 865,000 refugees from various parts of the world, and I would guess that's close to a million now. And when you think of refugees from Afghanistan, Ukraine, other parts of the world, it's still a huge need,
right,
working with displaced people.
Yes, indeed.
And they are very trusted. Church World Service is a very trusted organization. After 9/11, when people were reeling from the emotional and physical fallout from those events, Church World Service was asked to come in and help do some post-trauma kind of counseling for people, because they are mavens in those kinds of problems throughout the world and throughout the United States. Yes.
Abby, your organization, which is the Lehigh Conference of Churches, used to be called Lehigh County Conference of Churches.
That's
correct?
True. Yeah.
And then they took the county out of it,
mm-hmm,
in order to make it spread farther?
That's exactly right. The Conference of Churches turned 70 this year and originally was very, very focused on Lehigh County. Allentown is the urban center. And as the community grew and our services grew, there became invitations to other cities and other parts of the Lehigh Valley. Could we please assist them in responding to the needs they were seeing? And so just maybe to send that message, we took county out of the name. We currently have an office in Easton and in Allentown. We do some work in Bethlehem. Food insecurity is one of a handful of things we address. Basically, we're there to help people walk through all the obstacles that poverty has put in their way. And that's food insecurity, housing insecurity, addiction, mental health, street homelessness, a variety of things like that. In fact, last year we served just over 72,000 meals.
72,000. All right. So let's get back to the walk itself, which is on October 13th, 1:30 p.m., both Allentown and Bethlehem. They have separate walks. You have to choose between the one or the other, whether you like Diane better or whether you like Steve better.
No question.
Where you go. No question in Steve's wife's mind. Cindy would say definitely.
Yeah, let's not go there. Yeah, and I think, you know, we were talking earlier about the fact that so many things seem to happen separately in Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton, and the more kinds of synergy we can build working across the valley, we think the better, and we're hoping to do some of that this year.
This seems like an eternal subject matter to discuss, huh? Mm-hmm. Not living in silos as much as we really do a lot of times.
Right.
John, one thing that Diane had brought up a little earlier was the walking part of this.
Yes.
And you might ask, why walk? And the simple answer from Church World Service is, we walk because they walk. And the original walks were often, we did one in San Francisco when I was in seminary that was 17 miles in length, and that was San Francisco. So we were doing a lot of upping and downing.
Oh, yes.
In fact, we had a classmate in seminary who was Filipino who did the entire 17 miles in flip-flops, and we're still in awe of her to this day. But the reason for the 17 miles was that the Church World Service did some calculations, and they figured that in many parts of the global south, women can walk as much as 17 miles round trip with a 7 or 8 gallon jug of water on their heads.
Oh.
And sometimes with a child strapped to their back.
Simply to get water for their family, because there were not adequate water resources. And so symbolically that was where that was. Now, mm-hmm, typically, I think the walks are between 3 and 4 miles, somewhere around there. I know Bethlehem has been 2.7, and I think we'll do that again this year.
And Allentown, we have two options. We have a 1 mile walk, we call it the Golden Mile, but we also have the traditional 10K walk, which translates to 6.2 miles.
Yeah, we have done the same thing, and I think it's partly that the question comes up, how can I participate?
Exactly.
And, you know, we've had runners, we've had people on bikes, we've had people with strollers. But, you know, a lot of us are becoming mature in years and may have some mobility issues.
Yes.
And certainly you can sponsor. And that's where the money comes from. I mean, people actually get sponsors. We do it as a as a team at First Presbyterian, where I am, but you can do it in various kinds of ways. The Golden Mile is one option for people who want to walk a shorter distance, but you don't have to walk at all. I mean, you can really support it just by sending some funds, which is now mostly done electronically,
right,
which is really kind of nice. You can write a check if that's your style, but there is a website, and you can easily make a contribution electronically as well.
Now, what happens, speaking about people who are not able to walk so well, if they want to get out there and see other people, and particularly if it's a beautiful day, if they show up at the starting gate, so to speak, will they sit there and just wait for other folks to come back to them? Or it just seems as if it's a distance kind of thing if you're sending money electronically. You're not participating in the same way.
Well, as Steve said, you're kind of walking. If you send it electronically, you're walking electronically.
Virtually.
Virtually. That's the word that we especially used during the pandemic. Yeah, so it's up to them. I mean, my kids have been, if you will, walking in the crop walk for 40 years, and it's because we pulled them in the stroller or pushed them in the stroller,
right,
and all that stuff, or carried them on our backs. And that's true with people in wheelchairs when we have our Crop Hunger Walk every year at Luther Crest Senior Living Community. People can go with whatever kinds of mobility or lack thereof that they wish, because there are people, volunteers, who are very happy to give their neighbors an assist.
Yeah, occasionally you'll hear somebody say, can we do X by way of the crop walk? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
During COVID-tide, we really need to get good at this because we couldn't have the big walks. And so individual congregations, I know we had a group that went up to Jacobsburg and did some walking there and got sponsors for that. There are all kinds of ways that you can do this. And I think the limits are really the limits on our own imaginations to come up with them. But almost anything you want to do. Again, we've had marathon runners who would get out and kind of run the course in 20 minutes or something. And, you know, that was perfectly fine.
Right.
So, I'd say be creative.
And how would people get in touch with you to contribute if they are unable to make it that day?
The best thing, because we're both Allentown and Bethlehem, but there are other walks in the area, the best way to connect is through the website, which is www.crophungerwalk.org. And if people do not have computers, let that not stop them, because they are welcome to call the toll-free number, which is 1-888-CWS-CROP, as in 888 Church World Service Crop. So
CWS.
CROP, right.
CROP.
Right.
Okay. Is there another way for them to get in touch, Steve? Or does this cover both of the walks?
It covers both of the walks.
It covers both.
Yes.
What you can do, if you gravitate toward a particular geographical area, is each team has its own link,
right,
on the website.
Right.
And so what you can do is a little box where you can type it. It'll say,
that's right,
if you want to be in touch with the team, you type in First Presbyterian Allentown, First Pres Bethlehem,
right,
you know, Holy Cross, whatever, you know, and that'll bring up the team. Or you can contribute just as an individual.
Right.
Either way, it's up to you. It's a very flexible system in that way.
Excellent. Our topic this evening on perspectives is the Crop Hunger Walk. I should say walks, because we're talking about both Allentown and Bethlehem. We don't have a walk in Easton at this point?
No, we don't.
Okay.
But people are welcome to join the Bethlehem or Allentown Walk. And there's also one in Wrigglersville, which is not too far from Easton.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. And so this is going to take place on October 13th. You've heard us say that, and you will hear it again. It's time for us to take a break now. So, dear listeners, hang in there. We will be back in just a moment talking more about Crop Hunger Walks.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
And we're back with my three guests this evening talking about Crop Hunger Walks coming up very shortly here in the Lehigh Valley. Diane Carahaw is a convener of the Allentown Crop Hunger Walk. Reverend Steve Simmons is coordinator of Bethlehem's Crop Hunger Walk. And Abby Goldfarb, executive director of Lehigh Conference of Churches. Abby, how long have you been executive director?
I became the executive director at the end of 2020, but I have been with the Conference of Churches since 2009.
All right. That's a record.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So let's talk about hunger in general in the Lehigh. Is there actually hunger in the Lehigh Valley?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if anyone's been to the grocery store lately. Something came out very recently that said, in order for you to maintain the very same lifestyle, in other words, if you did absolutely nothing different from 2023 than 2024, it costs you $11,000 more a year to live the exact same way, the majority of that being, besides gas prices, your grocery bill. And so food banks, such as the Allentown Area Ecumenical Food Bank, are just seeing an enormous uptick in their patrons. And of course, they have a choice pantry, which is always lovely. And people are just trying to make ends meet. And there's people, you know, it's just getting much harder to do that based on grocery prices. And for us at the Conference of Churches, our primary clientele, those who we wish to reach out, our primary guests, are typically people on, who are extremely low income, people who are trying to live on Social Security exclusively, you know, probably a household earning less than $25,000 a year. And with the average rent price for a one-bedroom being about $1,400, you're left with very little to get by. And so we try to supplement by serving hot meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Monday through Friday. Like I said, we served about 72,000 meals last year. And we notice a lot of the neighborhood comes. You know, they come in, they grab breakfast, they head off to work. We have families who come in for dinner. I'm sure it's not quite as fancy as going out to a nice restaurant, but we do our best. And I think we're undercutting their household costs, you know, supplementing them with these meals that are free to anyone. We don't ask any questions. They come in, you know, at the Ecumenical Food Bank, you can go and almost sort of shop. You know, they give you a little cart and you pull the items that you need to supplement, you know, probably what you're buying at the store or perhaps what food stamps is providing for you. And again, anyone can go to the food bank. And I just think that this safety net is becoming more and more important. You know, I know we're post-pandemic by quite a few years, but that was a moment where that became relatable for everybody, right? Remember when we would see on the news, like, you know, all of the retail workers and the food service workers and the food bank lines that were spanning miles and miles and miles. And I would just say to the listeners, just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean it stopped. I noticed it in my own grocery bill. You know, I used to be able to run for a few things every weekend for $30, $40. And now all of a sudden that's $80 or $90. And I know I'm not doing anything different. It's just kind of the course of action. So moments like this are just so, so important, as in making donations to your local food bank and your local soup kitchens. But being able, this one, to experience it in a different way, you know, you're showing up, you're participating, you're telling your friends about it, you're making that commitment.
The Crop Hunger Walks.
Correct.
Is what you're talking
about. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, Diane, you've said before, it's a fun time.
Yeah.
And you've taken your, let me repeat because I'm not sure if they understood, you've been taking your children for 40 years.
Yes, that is correct.
Not just for years, but 40 years.
Yes.
And when they were wee ones, it was pulling them in a wagon.
And actually, the very first one that I did in Allentown was when after we had just moved here, my first son was in utero.
Oh, he has no recollection of
that. No, he does not have any recollection of that.
But Mama does.
But Mama does, yes.
And Steve, you've been involved with the crop walks for how long?
Yeah, I just apropos Diane's comment, I think it's interesting to ask if he did the walk. you know, and what that means if he was being carried through the whole, well, never mind. anyway, I've been doing the walks for about, literally for about 50 years now. And I think a crop hunger walk without balloons and strollers and dogs is deficient somehow. And it's really a festive time. You know, there's nothing glum or solemn about it. It's usually a hoot.
Right. And, the registration table's just filled with color and laughter, and there's usually someone gives a speech, right? And there's music, and,
it's good.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to when I said, instead of doing something electronically, to be there in person.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure. And if they can. Yeah. But the other thing is we have sponsors. We have people, the businesses in the area can contribute in their own way. They can have a team walk from their business or from their establishment, but they can also electronically, they can send in a check or they can do it online and contribute that way. And that is huge, really huge for us, really important.
And these walks in Allentown and Bethlehem are both on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So most businesses are closed mm-hmm. and people can get out to the walks.
Right.
Nicely done. And they start at 1:30 p.m. For Allentown, it's at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church.
St. Timothy Lutheran Church in Allentown.
And for Bethlehem, it's Sand Island.
Correct.
Okay. What's the history of Allentown and Bethlehem? Did one come before the other?
Yeah, the Allentown walk started a little bit earlier. This is our 45th walk that we've had. And so we're very, very pleased and grateful for that opportunity.
Were you there at the beginning?
I was there the second year.
Oh.
Because we hadn't moved to the Valley until
Listeners, I told you we had superstars here tonight.
The Bethlehem Walk has been going since 1985.
Yeah.
And I would like to say we're gaining on you, but I think you'll always be a few years ahead of us.
Yeah. So it's a terrific opportunity for folks to become aware of the problem of hunger, even in our country.
Mm.
And Steve, you said that sometimes people think, well, 75% of the proceeds are going to other places.
Yeah.
Does that mean abroad only? Or
no, it's also within the United States as well. And I think as Abby was pointing out, we kind of vaguely know that there are hunger issues in the country, but one out of every five children in the United States is food insecure right now. So I think it's just be aware it's not just an international problem. It really is quite pervasive here as well.
Right, right. October 13, it's a Sunday, 1:30 p.m. Get on your hiking boots and don't complain when it's pretty much flat terrain that you're navigating here. Think of San Francisco.
Yeah, you're in canal country now, so it's flat.
And it sounds like fun. It sounds like a fun time for the whole family.
Right.
Get the whole family involved.
Absolutely, sure.
Right.
And people of all ages, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
One thing I should say is COVID really did a number on people as far as getting together. And so while we had the pandemic, people in various locations had their own little mini walks. And some congregations, especially congregations, have continued to do that. And that's okay, too. If that's what they want to do, it's, a great intergenerational event for people. However it works for those teams, have at it. But it also is kind of cool to come together and to network with people throughout the valley or throughout our community mm-hmm. and to see what's being done.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, branching out and having smaller walks,
right.
but within a smaller community.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I was mentioning that we have a Bread for the World letter writing advocacy table when people come back from the walk at the Allentown walk. People can write a letter to support legislation that is so important. We think of the government as, you know, being far out, but so many of our programs locally depend on government assistance to keep their doors open. And if I remember correctly, the Conference of the Churches has a huge portion of their budget that's funded
It is bigger than that, though. That letter writing to your local elected official really sways on how they vote for the amount of food stamps approved or the SNAP program.
Right.
And so, you know, you have the ability to urge your senators, mayors, you know, representatives, or whatever, all levels of government to say, you know, do not cut people's supplemental food programs or don't cut school lunch. And
because there's no way that the private sector can match what the cuts would entail.
Correct. And so, you know, I mean, some of these things have been going down for years, and we watch the soup kitchen go up in direct
sure.
response to
right.
that. And so there are different levels to preventing this hunger, I guess, and responding to it.
Right. And also we have a food collection for people who wish to donate that way, too. People can drop it off. People can bring it with them when they go out for their crop hunger walk.
So they would take it to the crop walk?
To
right.
take it to the crop,
place.
Yes, to the starting place. We have a food bank truck there, and we give the food there.
Oh, that's
and
a great
they
idea.
They really appreciate that. The right. food bank mm-hmm. really appreciates that.
Yeah, some congregations do a collection
yes.
along with their signing up and sponsoring.
Right.
And they bring, you know, they bring all their people and all their food and all
yeah.
their checks at the same time.
Yeah.
Just to pick up, Abby, on what you were saying, often you hear people say, well, they don't read my letters anyway. You know, I can write them to the senators or congresspeople. They do, and their staff does,
yep.
and they will respond to you.
Yep.
Again, Bread for the World is, I know we want to focus on Crop Church World Service, but there's so many good places where you can make an effort. And Bread for the World is certainly one of them. Write your legislators. Handwritten notes are particularly effective.
Oh, that's
typed letters are a little less effective. Emails are a little less effective. The more personal and direct you can make the communication, the better. But they do hear and they do respond.
Okay. They want to be reelected.
They do. So.
And I think some actually want to represent the people.
Oh, absolutely. No,
there's a few, I think, that really
want to make a difference.
That
yes.
really are committed
yes.
to. We've been really just blessed to
yes.
come up a few of them. I'm not going to get
yes.
into that. But I think locally, their ears are open.
Right. And that's the other thing. At the beginning of our walk in Allentown, we have some of our local leaders come, mm-hmm. representatives
yeah.
and
yeah.
other officials.
Yeah. Do they give out, well, I was going to say, campaign pins?
No. It's a nonpartisan event.
Yeah. It is.
And or if you will, multi-partisan event. No, it's nonpartisan. So they're there on behalf of people who are hungry. As Abby said, they want to help people
right.
who are in need.
Right. Abby, you mentioned the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Allentown that you're talking?
Yeah, we're talking about the Allentown Area
and
Ecumenical
where,
Food
where
Bank.
Where is that located?
15th Street?
I think it's 14th Street.
14th
but that,
Street.
Yeah. yeah.
14th,
in Allentown.
Street.
14th Street. And it's like a supermarket. It's very cool.
Ooh.
So
I'd
that,
like
that
to
you
see
know,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's mm-hmm. the other thing. They are another stop along our
mm-hmm.
longer route so that people can see how cool that is.
Well, our time is up. Yes, so soon, huh? When you're having an interesting conversation like this one about hunger and food and the food hunger walks that we have right here in the Lehigh Valley. So I thank my guests, Diane Caraha, Reverend Steve Simmons, and Abby Goldfarb, who are very active in this area of food insecurity and trying to do what they can about it. Right?
Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
We hope to see you all on October 13th, either in Allentown or Bethlehem. Typically, the walk would take between an hour and 2 hours.
You know what? If you're walking the 1 mile in Allentown, people can do it in 10, 15 minutes. But if you want to do the longer walk, you know, a couple hours at most.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So thank you, James Zibrot, who is our engineer this evening. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And until we meet again, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.
If you enjoyed this program, you can hear this episode and more, along with our other public affairs programming at WDIY.org, on WDIY's free mobile app, on your favorite podcast platform, or live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WDIY.